This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McBeal. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Tuesday said Gaza's ceasefire deal needs to get done in coming days, adding the United States, Egypt, and Qatar will do everything possible to get Hamas on board.
We need to get the ceasefire and hostage agreement over the finish line, and we need to do it now.
Blinken, speaking to reporters in Doha, said once Hamas agrees to the proposal presented by Washington to tackle disagreements blocking a ceasefire deal, they would also have to get agreement on the implementation details. He said the U.S. has long said it does not accept a long-term occupation of Gaza by Israel. Israeli airstrike hit an empty hotel on Tuesday in Gaza City, according to civil defense authorities. Thick smoke could be seen rising afterwards. Israel's military has leveled swaths of the Palestinian enclave since the start of the offensive in Gaza in October of 2023. Russian sources say that Ukrainian forces have either destroyed or damaged all three of the buildings over the same river in western Russia as Kyiv's incursion enters its third week. Kyiv's incursion into Russia's Kursk is now changing the trajectory of the war and boosting morale among Ukraine's war-weary population. Though the ultimate outcome of their daring incursion remains impossible to predict. Also Tuesday, a massive fire burned for the third consecutive day elsewhere in western Russia, after an oil depot was hit by Ukrainian drones. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the Ukrainians of trying to destabilize the country, and he vowed revenge. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The top UN official in Libya is warning that the political, military, and security situation in the oil-rich North African country has deteriorated quite rapidly, and without renewed political talks leading to a unified government and elections, there will be greater instability. Stephanie Gurry painted a grim picture to the Security Council on Tuesday of rival government forces unilaterally moving toward each other in July and August, sparking mobilizations and threats to respond, and unilateral attempts to unseat the central bank governor and the prime minister in the country's west. India's Supreme Court created a hospital safety task force Tuesday to recommend steps to keep medical workers in the country safe days after a trainee doctor was raped and murdered on the job. Details from Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn.
The August 9th attack in Calcutta has caused national outrage and triggered demands for justice for the victim and greater safety for female healthcare workers. Doctors in several places have been refusing to see non-emergency patients. The court suggested the doctor-led task force consider sweeping reforms and new safety measures, such as separate resting rooms for female staff and the creation of employee panels to conduct quarterly safety audits. But hundreds of junior doctors who have been staying away from work in protest say they are not satisfied and will keep on demonstrating.
That's Reuters correspondent Christy Kilborn reporting. Kenya and Uganda have ramped up their border screening process over the World Health Organization last week, declaring the mpox surge in Africa a global public health emergency after the discovery of a new, more deadly, and more transmissible strain of the virus. Details from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Paul Kibi, port health officer at Kenya's Malaba crossing on the border with Uganda, told the French news agency AFP when the WHO made its declaration last week, he and his staff heightened their awareness and adapted their processes. He said all travelers coming into Kenya from Rwanda, Burundi, southern Sudan, and Uganda must wash their hands thoroughly and then pass through their screening desk.
That is when we have a thermal scanner where it is able to pick the temperature of that traveler. So if the temperature of that traveler is high, if he has come from those countries which have reported this the disease, then we do more information and we isolate that patient.
Custer, VOA News.
Dozens of former guerrilla fighters and their families have been forced to abandon their village in southern Colombia after receiving death threats from a rebel group that is still fighting the government. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.